रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 42 द डिस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ द वॉरियर गॉड्स. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. All Lanka, man and beast, trembled with affright at the shrieks of the birds and the crash of the shattered trees. Beasts and birds were seized with a panic and betook themselves to shelter, howling and screaming most horribly. Ill omens weighed down the hearts of the Rakshasas. The women guards in the grove were rudely disturbed in their slumbers and beheld the magnificent grove, a shapeless mass of ruin, and a huge monkey gloating over his work of destruction. Marathi, on his part, was minded to frighten them the more and grew before their eyes. At the sight of that huge creature towering aloft like a mountain and boundless in his strength and valor, they turned to Sita and cried, "Who is this? Whose man is he? Whence did he come from and why? How came it that he spoke to you? What did he say to you? Speak and fear not." And to them Sita of matchless perfection rendered meet reply, "Far from me is it to pray and gaze into the black hearts and cruel wiles of Rakshasas who could change their forms at will. You know best who he is and what he will do. A serpent's warp are best known to its kind. Do you doubt it? Abject terror held me in its grip even as it did you all. I know nothing about this creature. Methinks it is some Rakshasa come here who could take forms at will." Thereat the monsters fled on all sides and vanished from view. Some ugly specimens of the breed ran in hot haste to Ravana and poured into his ears their tale of the frightful monkey and his dreadful work. "Lord of life and death, a monkey has found his way into our Ashoka grove and then spoke with Sita. Nay, it is there even now, boundless in strength, courage and might. We questioned her many a wise about him, but she would tell us nothing. Who knows, he may be dispatched here by Indra, Kubera, or even by Rama himself to search for his wife. That monkey of wonderful form and feature has reduced to black ruin our magnificent garden of the harem with its rare trees and birds and beasts. All except the spot that shelters Sita. Maybe he wants to offer her shelter, or maybe he's too tired to do it. But that can never be. It is surely meant to protect her. It did not lay its finger on the splendid Shimshupa tree, under whose leafy shade and flower and fruits she takes a seat. O Lord of dread prowess, we pray you to order that the terrible monkey should be dealt with as it deserves. We are sure that he secretly spoke with Sita. He has wrought havoc upon our grove. You are the Lord of the countless myriads of worlds. Now someone has spoken to the lady of your choice. How can he cumber this world?" The dread Lord of Lanka heard them out. His eyes reddened with rage and flame, even as a sacrificial heart, well fed with oblations, like unto two blazing lights from which drip red hot drops of oil, his infuriated eyes shed streaming tears. He called unto himself a regiment known as Kinkaras, his peers in strength and valor, and ordered, "Go forth and deal with this creature as he deserves." The 80,000 Kinkaras, mighty and huge, started from the palace armed to the teeth, of large stomachs and tusks, frightful of mien, of matchless strength, ever bent upon war and slaughter, they laid themselves out to catch Marathi alive. They drew near to the heroic monkey that awaited them at the garden gate and rushed at him as moths to a forest fire. They hit him from all sides and at the same time with curiously shaped clubs, iron bars with shafts of gold, arrows resplendent as the sun, iron pestles, broad swords, tridents, harpoons, rapiers and cutlasses. But the dread son of Vayu blazed in his splendor and effulgence and stood on the ground unshaken like a lofty mountain. He lashed his mighty tail on the earth and roared so that the quarters shrieked with affright. Then he grew larger and larger and roared again like a lion, and Lanka shook to its very roots. the mountains around gave back the echo 1,000-fold, and the denizens of the sky fell down dazed with fear. Then Marathi turned to the soldiers and cried, "Know ye the prowess of my Lord Rama, of matchless strength, and of his renowned brother Lakshmana, and to his majesty Sugriva, over whom Sri Raghava has cast his shield. I am the humble slave and the footstool of Raghuvira, who graces the lion of Ikshvaku, ever intent upon the good of all. They know me as Hanuman. I am the holy terror of my foes. I am the beloved son of the Lord Vayu. My weapons are trees and rocks. Rakshasas will fall under my hands by thousands and by millions. Your king Ravana may multiply himself 1,000-fold, and yet he will be nothing before me. I passed through your fortifications and guards unharmed. I went through this Lanka from end to end. I laid my head at the feet of that Lady Sita. I acquainted myself with her whereabouts, and right before your eyes I will lay the city in ruins. I will accomplish my purpose to the least detail and will go back safe and happy." His roars turned the hearts of the Rakshasas to water, and they shook with fear at the sight of Anjaneya, towering above them to the skies like a huge cloud bank at sunset. But the dread commands of Ravana gave them no room to question the necessity of a fight with the creature. So they again struck at him from all sides. And he, hemmed on all sides by those monsters, cast his eyes about and saw an iron bar that lay near the gate. He hit them with it with lightning strokes and terrible, like unto the bright Lord Garuda coursing through the sky with the huge serpents he had caught, did Hanuman range above their heads, brandishing aloft his bar of iron. Thus did he lay low the 80,000 Kinkaras dispatched by Ravana to slay him, and took his stand over the gate, watching for any others that might seek to battle with him. Meanwhile, some Rakshasas were too afraid to approach Marathi, and took themselves in hot haste to Ravana and acquainted him with the sad fate of the Kinkaras. Thereat, the Rakshasa lord rolled his eyes about and dispatched Jambumali, the son of Prahastha, his prime minister, and one who knew not defeat. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.